Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Anthony, cut the music. My name is Linnell Willingham. I'm 27 years old, and I bleed burgundy and gold. This team is my life. This team is my happiness. This team is my pride. This team is my joy. This team is why I like coming in here every day, 4-7. What was put on display yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure, an embarrassment. A loss that makes you question everything that's been done to this point. But we'll get to tomorrow in a second. This is about me right now. We consistently look at this group, especially after what happened last year, and there are sky-high expectations, and people are talking about going to the Super Bowl, and people are talking about how special year number two could be. 7 weeks into year number two. 7 weeks into year number two, I am starting to question the long-term future of the Washington Commanders. 7 weeks into year two of the rebuild, I am questioning where we go from here. There's a laundry list of problems with this football team, none of which will be corrected by firing anybody. Let me just get that out of the way for the crowd of folks out there that just want to fire people. But to me, this is the byproduct. What's happening right now with this football team, this is the byproduct of a bad offseason. A bad offseason. Let's call it what it is. It was a bad offseason. You did not do enough to make this roster competitive. But for me, it hits different, right? Everybody handles and copes with a loss in a different way. I handle it a lot differently. This was tough for me. How much sleep do you think I got last night, Ant? How many hours do you think I was able to close my eyelids?
1 hour.
None at all.
Oh, wow.
None at all.
Slept standing up?
I had to sleep standing up because my ass is chapped from the performance they put on yesterday. Do you know how much this team means to me? I was raised by some folks that was brought up in the old school. My Aunt Vicky, my Uncle Steven, man, they did a tremendous job with me. We had a rule in my household. If you got anything lower than a C on your report card, you was punished till the next damn report card come out. And if you're a product of Montgomery County Public Schools, you understand that the report card comes out every 9 weeks. There were several times during my academic career in which I got a grade lower than a C and I was punished for 9 weeks. The lengths that I went to, the effort. Effort's going to be a buzzword here throughout this show. The effort that I put in to watch my beloved Commanders throughout my childhood will make a grown man cry. I'll never forget each and every Sunday. My aunt and uncle will go to my uncle's father's house, Waldorf, Maryland. I lived in Montgomery County. Think about how far of a drive that is. I loved it, though. You know why? Because guess what my little happy ass was doing? I was running to the living room. I was taking a picture of what channel the TV was on and what channel the last button was on. And I was sneaking and geeking, as I like to call it, watching Commander games, knowing I wasn't supposed to. Knowing that we had a top lock and a bottom lock in my condo when I was growing up. So whenever I heard that top lock go clutch, I turn the TV off real fast. I put it back on the channel it's supposed to be on, and I go in my room. And I didn't get these new age punishments that you spoiled Gen Zers and millennials get. My punishments were real. You know what my punishment consisted of? I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't have no phone. I'd have been put on a peanut butter and jelly diet before. I would go to any length, to watch this team be successful. I would do anything in my power to fix what's going on right now. The reality is, 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are cooked. 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are at a point of no return. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow. You are what you are at this point. You are what your record says you are. I don't want to hear anything about injuries. I don't want to hear anything about who's in the lineup, who's not in the lineup. What happened yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure, an embarrassment, not just from a player standpoint, organizationally. You should be embarrassed by what happened yesterday. We got Mayor Bowser strutting the sidelines. And we got our ass whipped in all three phases. Offense, defense, special teams. Now, I feel like an ignorant person saying anything negative about the special teams. Looking at the data Tress Way had. Looking at the data Percy Butler had. Shout out to those two. Outside of those two guys on the special teams unit, I'll give Deron Payne a game ball. Thought he flashed and played well at times.
Luke.
Thought Luke McCaffrey had some good returns. What the hell was he thinking? What the hell was Luke McCaffrey thinking when he decided to go airborne? What was he thinking? Who do you think he was?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But the bottom line, man, I just and I've been going back and forth all afternoon about how I was going to approach this. And I figured it would just be best if I just spoke passionately from my heart. I have zero confidence in the operation currently in Ashburn. None. Why should I have confidence? Why should I have confidence? Because you're looking at me like, well, what do you mean you don't have any confidence? Why should I be confident in what's going on at Big Bear AI training facility? They look like an AI defense trying to tackle people.
Are you talking about the coaching? Are you talking about
I'm talking about the penthouse. I'm talking about the 56th floor. Mm. I'm talking about where the freaks come out at night. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Adam Emmanuel Peters. He might as well be Emmanuel, his middle name. Damn it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, because I'm not.
No, I'm going to let you finish.
Because no, let me, please. I don't know where we go from here. Because if somebody was going to be up here and be real with y'all, and I think that's what I have to do today, we're going to be 3-7, right? In the next 3 weeks, when you have to travel to Kansas City on Monday night, when you have to go and host Seattle on Sunday Night Football, then host Detroit, how many of those games are you expected to win? How many of those games do you think they win?
Two, because I'm going to be there for two of them.
It's the only hope. It's the only saving grace is a glizzy ritual. It's the only hope we have right now is a glizzy ritual. It's frustrating. And I think I've let you all frustrate me. Talking about the fans. I have let you all frustrate me with your ignorant commentary online. Doc Walker hit it right on the head. A lot of y'all have the IQ of Lassie. Swear to God. And I'm watching Jaden Daniels right now on the turf, writhing in pain. Frustrating, man. He's not playing well. Offensive line didn't play worth a damn yesterday in terms of run blocking. Defensively, we're afraid to tackle. I mean, we look as soft as baby Dookie. We're Charmin. Like cookie dipped in milk. Soggy. Nasty. I just get frustrated because I really care about this. Almost cursed. I really, honest to God, care about this. This is my world, young. This is the first thing I think about when I wake up is the damn Commanders. And maybe I'm just a loser with no life. This is the first thing I think of when I wake up is this group and how they're going to be able to get it done and how they're going to get off the schneid. Newsflash for the defense. There is no one walking through the door to save you. Fix it. Fix it fast. Fix it violently. Fix it ferociously. Because if you don't, what happened on Monday night or what happened yesterday evening, it's going to happen on Monday night against Kansas City. How many more embarrassing defensive performances can we tolerate as a fan base? That's my frustration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime. You can talk about arriving violently and BMF and all this crap. Had to listen to Sergeant Slogan about a half hour ago. Speak to the media. Yeah, Sergeant Slogan, Dan Quinn. That's what I'm talking about when I refer to Sergeant Slogan. Had to listen to his ass. And I feel for him. I feel for him. I feel for Joe Witt. I feel for every coach on the staff. But we're going to talk about the defense in great detail as we roll throughout the show. I'm talking to the players right now. I'm talking to the players. Y'all can be outside. Y'all can be outside at the NBA Youngboy concert. Y'all can be outside at the Massa concert. But then when it comes to Sundays and it's time to tackle, nobody shows up. We got dudes that didn't practice but went to a concert. It was probably dancing with your ass. That's our problem. I bleed this, man. I care about this too much to tolerate what we saw yesterday. It's embarrassing. You're amongst the league leaders in missed tackles. And we keep talking about the standard. There is no damn standard for this Commanders defense. The inmates run the asylum. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. Everyone wants to holler about coaching. You know what I want to holler about? How many times am I going to watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? That's what I'm frustrated about. How can I watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? Got to be kidding me, man. Then I get hear people throw numbers at me all day long. Oh, they're fourth in the NFL in pass rush win rate. They don't affect the quarterback. They don't win up front. They aren't disciplined. You had 120 yards in penalties yesterday. And I'm supposed to believe that you're disciplined. You don't do anything right. It's embarrassing. And the worst part about it is, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. I don't know how it gets better. Who's going to walk through the door? Are they going to sign me to the practice squad? Are they going to sign Anthony Haney to go run routes? Maybe they should put him at quarterback. Maybe that's what they should do. Makes me sick. People walking across the field, walking. We're slow as hell. We're the oldest team in the NFL, and we don't play our young pups worth a lick. Jazon Newton getting out-snapped by Sheldon freaking Day. And I'm supposed to be happy with the future in the direction of this group. You asked me, was I upset about today, or am I upset about the future? A-Mac, the producer of the Chris Russell Show, is a Giants fan. You know what organization is set up best for long-term success in the NFC East? It's not the damn Commanders. We don't have a young building block that's worth a damn. They don't play. Unless our coaches are just the stupidest bunch in America, why don't our young pups play? Why can we continue to watch the same crap every week? Jeremy Reeves, I love you to death, brother. Crash out. You belong back on special teams. Coming up, overrunning plays. Give me more Darnell Savage. It's our best safety right now. Oh, but guess what? Guess what AP told us? What was this, back in August? Yeah, I really think our safety group is actually one of the best in the National Football League. It sucks. We suck at safety. Quan Martin's garbage. Jeremy Reeves isn't playing worth the damn. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to believe? Will Harris. He's the reason why we can't tackle in the secondary. And then another thing, and you can clip this one off and get it to social media. We don't have a leader. Where's our leader? We're the only team in the NFL that does this stupid bit of rotating captains. Rotating captains my ass. We got Tyler Owens leading the pregame huddle because he went to school in Texas. Who the hell's getting motivated for Tyler Owens to pump up the huddle? Not me. It's the same crap. You punched your ticket to the NFC Championship game last year. Great. You had $65 million in cap. Great. And what did you do with it? This is the crap that you put out on tape. This is the garbage roster you put together. And I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Look at the roster. That Jalen Holmes playing a defensive tackle against the Bears. What the hell are we doing? Sam Cosmi came back yesterday, got beat like a drum. Was awful. Josh Connerly, first round pick. They spent the first round pick on the offensive line because it's supposed to be about surrounding Jaden with weapons, right? What about an edge rusher? What about a game changer on the defense? You have $65 million in cap room to spend. And the best you could do at corner, was running it back with Marshon Lattimore. That was the best you could do. You got Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner making $21 million combined not to do jack. Oof. Something's got to give. I don't like anything about it. It stinks on both sides of the football. We lack balls. We don't have toughness. We're soft. The Cowboys went to Carolina last week and got bent the hell over. Yet when it's your time to play them, you look like the best team in the damn conference. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the slogans. I'm sick of all the repeat tired-ass phrases from Sergeant Slogan himself, Dan Quinn. You're a defensive-minded head coach, and this defense sucks. Tired of it, man. Every week. Got people questioning my credibility because I think you're better than what you show. I got people questioning my credibility and how I do the job because I think you're better than what you're putting on tape. Are you? That's the question. We can do this screaming and yelling bit all week long, but the bottom line is this. We just got the schedule sent to us. They're off today. They're off tomorrow. They're off Wednesday. They're back on the practice field on Thursday. What are you going to do? Are you going to tuck your tail between your legs and quit like I saw guys do yesterday? Marshawn Lattimore and Quan Martin run into each other. And I got to watch Bobby Wagner pretend to give effort like he's chasing somebody down. You should have stayed your slow ass where you were standing at. It's frustrating. We don't run to the football. We're soft. All we do is talk. All I see on social media is cute-ass pictures in your uniform with a rad hip-hop song behind it. Do something. I'm tired of your Instagram posts. I'm tired of all the slogans. Who are you? Because right now, you look like a team that's going to be picking top five in the draft. Who the hell are we supposed to beat the rest of the way? If you can't compete versus Dallas... The only team Dallas has blown out this year is the New York Jets, and they're winless. Winless! But it's because we're injured, right? But it's because we're missing key contributors, right? Did you watch Sunday Night Football? Did you watch Kyle Shanahan's defense with nobody on it? Nobody! You see what they did to Atlanta? The hottest thing jumping out the damn coffee pot? Injuries matter. Yes. But good football teams overcome it. Good cultures are able to withstand injuries. What are we? What are we? Because right now we look like a joke. Tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. And then I got to listen to you nitwits on social media who think you know so, so much. You know what word I'm tired of? You know what word I'm taking out of my lexicon? Scheme. Scheme my ass. Some of you all throw the word scheme around thinking you sound smart. You probably can't even spell scheme. Tired of it. Tired of it. Last year was the most fun I've ever had watching football in my life. Feels like it'll never happen again. Never. We got a lot more to get to. I'm just getting rolling. I told Ant to even cut the intro music short. I have things to say. So do you. 301-230-0980. Let's go to break. When we come back, I want to get into the offense. Let's start there. Oh, what do you want to start, Ant? You want to start offense? You want to start defense?
I mean, it was all bad, so it doesn't really matter.
It was all, thank you. It was all bad. How do we make it better? That's the question. I'm not going to do what I did last year and stick a fork in this group. I'm mature. I'm more mature than that. I've grown. I've learned. But damn, something's got to give. How are the Commanders going to respond? Do you have confidence in this group? Bouncing back, fighting back. Where's the players only meeting at? Do what you got to do to fix this. Because right now, your season's hanging on by a thread. What did I say Friday? What did I say all last week? When you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late real, real early. I want to talk about this offense. And I want to talk about the quarterback, Jayden Daniels in particular, next year on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.